Let's head to New York right now and visit with the ABC investigative unit. Peter's joining us right now on the KRDO Newsline. And Peter, this judge in this New York hush money places a limited, that's the key word, limited gag order on Donald Trump. What's the latest on this case?
Yeah, so we're less than 3 weeks away from Donald Trump's first criminal trial here in New York, and he faces a new restriction on what he can and can't say related to the case. It's limited, as you said. So Trump's now not allowed to make public statements about witnesses, jurors, lawyers, court staff, and their families. But there is a notable exception. Trump can continue to criticize and make public statements about the district attorney in Manhattan, Alvin Bragg, and the judge overseeing the case, Juan Merchan.
But he has gone beyond that in past instances, despite warnings from judges and potential contempt charges. What do you think are the chances he's going to follow this?
I think there's a clear probability that Trump violates this order based on his past actions. I mean, in New York last fall, Trump had a gag order on attacking judicial staff related to a civil fraud case. He violated that twice. He got $15,000 in fines. And even when the order stuck and he found himself unable to criticize the clerk, he turned his attention to people like the judge's wife and the judge's son. So where there's a will, there's a way.
And the interesting thing is, if it does happen, is there any word on what could happen to him if he violates the gag order?
I think it would start probably with fines and being held in contempt of court, possibly. But technically, with other gag orders, the idea of jail time is on the table. The logistics of that, given Trump's Secret Service detail, are unclear, but it's technically an option.
Wow, this is just an interesting thing that continues to give. And the next thing we should look for, what's the next date we should look for in this trial?
I think things will probably heat up 1 week before the trial actually begins. The lawyers in this case are expected to submit their witness list at that point, and it's going to be very interesting to see who Trump plans to call in his own defense. He suggested that he might testify himself in the trial when asked that question earlier this week, and what witnesses are the prosecution going to call. We know some people like Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels, but it's going to be a 6 to 8 week case, so it's going to be curious to see who else is going to be a witness.
Yeah, because there's this other woman who has stayed much in the shadows, but there was also a payment that I'm not sure if it was alleged or that was paid. And we've heard very little from her, but this was also about the same time.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So not only did Trump make hush money payments to Stormy Daniels ahead of the 2016 election, he made a payment to Karen McDougal, a former Playboy actress, and a former doorman at Trump Tower. The same kind of motivation there, stifling possible bad press about the former president. We're going to possibly hear from those people. The judge actually allowed testimony from them. But it's the kind of fine line here is, while we can hear about those kind of as examples of this behavior that Trump did before the 2016 election, the actual criminal acts only relate to Stormy Daniels. So we'll hear about them to demonstrate the pattern, but if jurors are going to convict, they're only going to convict based on the payments for Stormy Daniels.
Okay.
And that reduction in bond that happened, Trump tried was claiming victory of that. Was it a victory for him to have that reduced by so much?
I guess I personally think so. I mean, that was a real 11th-hour request by Trump's lawyers. It wasn't really clear that the court was going to grant it, and it didn't seem like he had the money. He was hours away from possibly having his assets seized, including Trump Tower, a golf course, an estate. And it seems, based on his past financial statements, that he'll likely have enough money to put down that $175 million bond. So it's a pretty clear victory for the former president, a bit of a surprise, and his financial lifeline at this point seems strong. His stock premiered on the NASDAQ index yesterday, and it had a strong day. He's billions dollar richer now.
Now, and never a dull moment for the former president, Donald Trump, but is there any kind of anticipation that he may get a bump in his popularity rating every time something like this happens?
I mean, if you ask Trump himself, he thinks so. At a press conference on Monday, he was asked, do you think a conviction will help or hurt you? And he suggests that a conviction is going to help because people think the case is rigged against them. Now, it's unclear if that's actually true or if polling actually backs him up on that, but this is going to be a presidential campaign in the courtroom. He has a camera in the hallway. He does press conferences down the street. He's going to make every opportunity to politicize this event, given the fact that he's going to be stuck in court 4 days a week.
It's going to be interesting. We'll be watching it every step of the way. Peter, thanks for the time, as always. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.